Today is Monday, March the 11th, 2024, and welcome to episode 51 of Farm Wife Sexy Life with the Candy Couple. If you listened to my last episode, you know it is also called episode 51. That is actually episode number 50, so I do apologize for that error. But if you're new to my podcast, Farm Wife Sexy Life is an offshoot of Rural Reliance with the Candy Couple, where my husband Aaron and I get on here to talk about being frugal homesteaders, merging homesteading for reality every single day to reduce our dependencies on outside sources. And today I want to talk about food preservation on the homestead and why it is so important. I really feel like that there is a lack of emphasis and need to put food away, to save food, to eat leftovers, and really just focus on eating one meal at a time in today's society. And to me, it just seems so, and I don't want to say wasteful. It feels like you're leading a bunch of animals to slaughter. Because this was not the way we were raised. This was not the way a lot of people grew up. Your grandparents grew up. They didn't grow up with just enough food in their cabinets to last a week or 2 weeks. This is why there's such an importance on food preservation. So homesteading is one of the big things, one of the key pillars of homesteading is food preservation, making sure you can provide food, grow your own food, raise your own food if that's your prerogative. That's just part of it. And we've been gardening since we first started down this journey of homesteading. And I will tell you, it took like 5 years to figure out how to grow food for us. But these past few years, we've had a lot of success. Like so much success that I have had to buy tomatoes to home can, which I'm so happy and proud of. I've actually been able to just home can my own and it be enough to do us for the year. Now, do I always want to amp up that production? Absolutely. 100%. Yes, yes, yes. But I know I can do it. I know I can do it. I just need to implement. And we've been doing really well with our garden. And even when we weren't doing really well with our garden, we were buying food to preserve in some ways. In other ways, we bought food with the intention of eating it and forgetting it and not preserving. So, we've had some fails here. Fails that have cost us money. And I really have focused, especially the past few years, on trying to make sure I'm getting the most bang for our buck. And making sure, especially this last year. This last year, we were determined we were not going to waste food. And I really feel like we stuck with that. We've lost very little in squashes. Very little compared to the amount that we've had. I mean, I would say maybe 1%, and I would think that's a little high with how many squash we have lost, because I've really tried to stay on top of that continuously, checking those squashes at least once a week, once every other week, to make sure everything is in good order and okay. So why is this so important to preserve your food? Well, it's part of homesteading. You grow the food. You want to grow enough to eat on. Like, to me, if you're just growing enough to eat on, you're kind of not homesteading. You want to grow enough to put away. That's homesteading to me. Unless you're going to buy it. And, I mean, I'm telling you now, if I have one of those Amish marketplaces where I could buy in bulk, I could buy boxes and boxes of food for $50 in bulk in an auction, I wouldn't grow as big of a garden as I do. I would have a couple of beds around the property and that'd be it. I'd be done. All of my garden would be gooseberry plants. That's all I would have, because to me, that is the way to go if you have that option. I don't have that option. To buy produce locally for me is expensive. Like, we're talking crazy expensive. And I get it, they're farmers, they need to make money, but I can grow it too. I have that time and that bandwidth, or I'll make it, because I don't see how you could do more than buy it just to eat a little bit fresh, because you can't afford to buy it around here to put away. It's just not possible. So for us, growing food is just part of homesteading. I grow enough, if not more than enough, to put away. And I really want to make sure, you know, like tomatoes, we don't really eat fresh tomatoes. It's not something I like to do, but I use a lot of tomato products, so I can a lot of tomatoes. So the majority of our tomatoes get canned. The majority of our peppers are for drying and for peppers and honey and to pickle for Aaron. A lot of these things, you know, we're growing to have later. I know this whole fall and winter and the first part of this year, we've been eating winter squash all year. Like, I'm sure Aaron's sick of it, but we've been eating squash all year. It's been wonderful to have the ability just to go down and get a couple of squash, cook them up, and have them with as a side dish with our food, and they're fresh because we grew them, and we grew them ourselves. We did. We didn't have to buy them. So, what are some of the reasons that we focus on this? So, one of the big reasons, and it's become big for us, I mentioned it in my last podcast, but I'm really trying to get away from preservatives in our food. And I've gotten to the point now where I can start shifting in how we do things. I've gone through so much of the processed food. I've gone through so much of the other stuff that we had on hand. Now we're really focusing on rebuilding a lot of our stockpiles, slowly, of course, with food that has, you know, no chemicals, single ingredient. Like, if you look at flour, flour alone has like 10 ingredients if you don't get organic flour. How is that possible? It's wheat berries ground. They go through so much stuff to process this flour that they have to add all these other chemicals to it, and it's called enriched flour. I'm wanting to get away from that. I'm going to get away from that. So, one of the things, and one of the really big reasons we grow our own food is we know what's in it. So I can my own apples. I know what's in them. I can peaches. I don't grow the peaches yet. I don't grow enough to can. But buddy, when I do, I'll be canning those. Same thing for pears. And we want this, you know, we want to know where our food comes from. And we want to make sure we're preserving enough food for out throughout the year that we don't have to worry about where our food comes from. Like, we have it. We already know. We're good. We're good to go. And we want our garden to, you know, the food that we grow to be more than just a hobby garden. We want it to sustain us. We want this to be good, nourishing food that we grew ourselves from our own property. Nobody can take that away from us. Nobody. It's our property. It's what we do. We grow our food. And it's just, it's very fulfilling. It's very fulfilling to grow your own food, bring that to the table and be like, you know what? I grew everything on here but the chicken. And hopefully one day I'm growing the chicken. Like, this whole meal, we grew ourselves. Like, that's my dream goal. But I'm also a realist. So, I know that's coming, but we'll get there. We'll get there. So, the next thing for me is going to be cost. For me to grow pure, or for me to buy pure and true organic, it's so high here, especially if it's off season. So I would rather preserve and have on hand all the tomato sauces I need for all the tomato products I grow. If you watch any of our videos, and we have one that dropped a couple weeks ago, at this time it shows I did 5 quarts of tomatoes for lunch and dinner. 5 quarts of tomatoes for 1 week of meals. That's a lot. And we're a small family. There's not 8 of us. There's 3 of us. That is over a quart for each. Almost 2 quarts of tomatoes for each person in the house. And that's a lot. That is a lot of tomatoes. So for me to go buy tomatoes when I need them, it would be so expensive. Especially making sure they're organic, because we don't know what they're sprayed with and things like that. And it's just, even buying locally is so expensive. It's so expensive up here. Our groceries, when I hear other people talk about their grocery prices, it's like cheese for 99 cents. I've not seen cheese for 99 cents since I was a kid. I mean, since I've been buying groceries, I've not seen cheese for any 99 cents. God, food just got, it's so expensive. But when you live rural, you only have a few options. You're going to pay a bit more. And I'm okay with that. And I manage that by buying on sale, stockpiling when it's on sale, so I don't have to pay full price when I need it. But for my vegetables, I really prefer to grow them myself because I can maintain those costs and I can get, you know, 200 or 300, 400 tomatoes off of a couple of plants, can those, and then I don't have to buy any. I just have to go through the job of canning them, which isn't really that hard. A lot of people make canning tomatoes very difficult. They really do. And I understand a lot of people need to take the seeds out, need to take the skins off. But if you don't, I don't go through all that rigmarole. I just straight up can the tomatoes. I heat them, can them, and it's done. I don't have a lot of the extra work involved with my tomato canning as a lot of other people do. And I think that really, because I try to do it in the simplest, least processed form. Same thing with like apples and anything like that. Like, we grow our own apples here and I can as many of those as I can. This year I'm planning on doubling, if not tripling, my apple canning production. Like, it's going to be weeks on weeks on apples trying to get as much of that canned as possible for us. But the reason why is because my little one loves them. I mean, she loves them. And those apples are free. They are free. They're on our tree. We just have to go get them. We've got to find a better way to get them. But we just have to go out there and get them. And Aaron has no problem going out there picking me apples. And that is so much cheaper than me buying applesauce or apples or anything else from the grocery store. Like, a 5-pound bag of apples that are going to be bad, half of them are going to be bad, it's going to cost me like $5. It's $1 a pound, and they're tiny. They're so tiny. It's just, it's so expensive. It really is. I just, when I can grow it myself, I feel like that's the way I have to go. The next reason why it's so important to know how to preserve food and why this is such an important skill to know is the knowledge. You do not have to be dependent on the stores. I know that that is what we have now. We have such dependency in this world on convenience and the ability to go to the grocery store every day, 2 times a day. I mean, you have such a dependency on this. Like, you don't even realize what it's like not to go out every day. You don't have to do that. And whenever, you know, the pandemic hit in 2020, and we knew people who were personally like, yeah, we don't keep that much food in the house, and you couldn't get into grocery stores, and Aaron and I didn't go into a grocery store for months. And we were taking stock of all of our food in our very small closet pantry. But I had enough food to make sure we were covered. And I'm not going to lie to you, tell you I wasn't scared that we were going to run out of food. I have very real food insecurities for no reason. I have no idea why I have them, but they're there. And they are real, and they will always be there, I'm sure. But I've learned to deal with them and manage them by knowing how much I need to have on hand. But I wasn't 100% dependent on the stores at that point, but a lot of people were and had to find ways to get there and get food to feed their families and take care of their families. You saw pictures of shelves being wiped out. It looked like they were calling for a snowstorm out here. You didn't see food on the shelves and things like that. It was just pure insanity. We remember while coming home, we had been on a trip, we come home, and all of a sudden, the world has gone insane. And it just, if you have food, and you can put that away yourself, and you have that knowledge and that skill to grow and put it away yourself, you've taken away a bit of dependency. I don't have to have flour, but I can make tomato soup without it. I don't have to have rice. We can have stir-fried vegetables without it. Because I do have enough food on hand, we are good to go. I can make sure, like, zucchini squash we freeze dry, or we can have a butternut squash soup or a pie, something like that. Anything that I could possibly think of to really reduce our dependency on those outside sources, those grocery stores. Because I really feel like they want you dependent because they want your money. that's kind of it. Like, you don't need to grow your own food. We only grow it for you. We'll supply it for you. And we just read an article, and I'm sure we'll talk about it. Or we've had talked about it, but we saw an article on Yahoo News, Yahoo Finance, something like that. And it was talking about how people are starting to fight back and they're not buying the name brands because the name brands have jacked their prices up so very high. I mean, I know myself personally, I saw a name brand salsa, one I wouldn't buy, but it was Pace, and it was $8 on sale. $8. Who is paying $8 for a tiny jar of salsa on sale? That is insanity. I could make my own salsa. I have that skill, that knowledge, and know-how. The next two are just in cases. They're just in cases, but they're real situations that could happen. We saw supply chain issues. I can tell you now, for us, eggs are extremely expensive. So high. There's not like 99 cent eggs. Eggs are not under $2 at the moment. So eggs are extremely high for us right now. So you see supply chain issues. I remember when you couldn't get things on the shelf. You were lucky if you found them. We actually, when we were looking for groceries, we had better luck going to the Dollar General. In all reality, we would go take a drive to these rural, out in the middle of nowhere Dollar Generals. We had much better luck going there than we did to an actual grocery store or the little grocery stores out in the middle of nowhere. That's kind of the way we went when we were saw issues with the supply chain. We didn't see, we still saw things on the shelves not being there, but we didn't see as much difficulty. And I would buy up for like a month or two of growth for groceries, so we wouldn't have to worry about going and make sure we had enough for the meals that we ate every day. Excuse me, I have the sneezes today. I was outside working in a hard berry vine, so my allergies are a little turned up, and the weather's getting warm. And the next one can be a very real situation for anybody, and this is job loss. Job loss is a very scary situation. It's not one that I have, well, actually, I have dealt with personally. I've seen my parents experience this, and I grew up with it, and they did what they had to, to make sure food was on the table. But I'm sure both of my parents would have been happier with a deeper pantry, you know, more of a 6 month supply of food versus a month or two supply of food. So job loss is very real, and in our economic times at the moment, it is something that I would be acutely aware of, because nobody is irreplaceable. They might tell you that. They might say that. But unless you're your own boss, you're your own business, you're irreplaceable to a company. You are. We're seeing it where they're firing people to rehire them at a lower rate. Like, that's a thing now. There is, and then you see these spots between, you know, virtual or come into the office, and despite whatever the science and the math says, it's a push. And you're seeing it every single day. Job loss is a real thing. And if you have the ability, the skills, the know-how to make sure your family's protected, and it does help your budget, it really does. I mean, I did the math when I did the pears. It was so much cheaper for me to do the pears by myself. I did the math. What was it? My fruit went back up again for us. It was $1.25. It's went up 4 more cents for canned fruit. I will say by the end of this year, I bet it'll probably be $1.40, if not $1.50 for a can of fruit in my area on sale. So this is a very real thing. to make sure you know how to take care of yourself, have your own food put away, because job loss is scary. It's real. It can happen. And then this is one thing you don't have to worry about. Food preservation is about preserving life. Moving forward, that's why they call it preservation. You need to know how to do it. It's at the core of homesteading, ladies. And men, if you're listening, support your wives or your partner, whoever's helping you with this, because it's so important. It really is. I mean, they need your support when you're working through this, your backbone and all that, because it can be a hard job. It really can. It can be, you're exhausted at the end of the day. You're so tired. You don't want to deal with it. I mean, I know personally, it's just one of those things, but we do it. We put our head down. We go through it. We deal with it. We put it down. And these are the reasons why. We want to make sure we know the food we're feeding our family is safe and good. We want to make sure we're saving our family money, so we have the ability to stay home and be there for our families, our husbands, our kids, maintain the home, do all these things. We want to make sure that we're okay if something bad happens. Because we know in the world we live in, this is not a world I ever thought I would live in. We know something bad can happen. We see it every day. So let's be smart. Keep pushing this importance of putting away our own food, learning the way our grandparents did it, you know, great grandparents, and, you know, keeping these traditions alive and teaching them to our kids, because it's important. It is. And I feel it's only going to get more and more important as we get older, as we see the craziness in this world keep changing. Because it has gotten so outrageous. I never thought that my little family, like a normal weekly grocery budget, would be $50. Aaron and I would spend $30 and come out with twice as much food before. And we thought prices were high then. But $30 doesn't get us anywhere like it did. Now, I will say, we've been spending about $25, sometimes $30, depending on what we were eating at the grocery store this last month. But, you know, that is a pantry challenge grocery budget. That's not a realistic grocery budget. Next, you know, you'll start seeing from us much more realistic grocery budgets in the coming weeks and months. As, you know, new series come through. And I really want to show that you can still save money, but I also want these to be very realistic. So, if you have any questions, comments, anything you want to hear in a future episode, you want to hop on here and talk with me, please email me at thecandycouple@yahoo.com and check out our link tree. You'll see all of our other links, all our other content for TikTok and YouTube. And as always, thank you for joining me on Farm Wife Sexy Life with the Candy Couple, where we work hard, live simple, and enjoy life. Have a wonderful day.